He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January the 20th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Yeah, with the markets closed on Monday, I took a day off, did a little research, had a good time. Now I'm raring to go here after a day of rest. The market was out of the gate very quickly, and then it faded just as quickly, and now we're behind the eight ball a little bit here. The S&P 500 is down 5-6 points right now. The S&P is at 2013. It was up about 6 or 7 points when the market opened, but that faded very, very quickly. The Dow down 83 points right now. Are we headed for another triple-digit volatile day? Well, we'll see. The Dow is at 17,428. The NASDAQ, which was up about 25 not too long ago, is now down 5, 4,628, and it probably centers around crude oil, which is dropping today some 4% to 46.64, just as we were knocking on the door of $50 per barrel. We're right back to 46.64, continuing to kind of test that mid-40 area on the light sweet crude. Gold is becoming a story. I talked about it in my newsletter over the weekend. Gold is at 1290 now, moving up, closing in on 1300. Gold is up 1.1%. Gold really liked the move in the Swiss franc and the big drop in the euro here recently. The 10-year yield remains a story, 1.78% on the 10-year yield. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Triple-digit days and volatility seem to be the norm here so far in 2015. And, of course, volatility almost always, it goes hand-in-hand with fear. And when there's fear, there's volatility. And I don't know which came first. Does the volatility come first and the fear second? Does the fear come first and the volatility second? Whatever. Volatility has picked up. And in fact, I showed a chart of volatility in my weekly newsletter over this past weekend. Volatility can be measured by the volatility index. They've actually created an index for volatility called the VIX, which I'm sure you've probably heard of. We had a huge spike last October in volatility, followed by a pretty good rally in the market. In fact, a very strong rally in the market. That volatility in October mostly was centered around the huge sudden drop in oil prices. We had another spike in volatility in December of last year. Now we're having another spike of volatility. And much of it, it seems, would still continue to center around the volatility that we've seen in oil prices. And, of course, the question is still being asked, what does this volatility in oil, not really volatility, what is this crash in oil prices? I showed that chart over the weekend. The crash in U.S. oil prices just dropping off a cliff back in August of last year. And, of course, that's spooky to the market. Does that mean that global growth is over? Does that mean that demand for oil, which means economy, when strong economies, demand for energy is strong. And in weak economies, demand for energy drops off. So what is it telling us? And I'm still of the opinion that the big drop in oil is more beneficial to the economy than it is detrimental. And we'll see going forward, but it has caused another big dose of fear. You know, another thing we learn, another lesson that we've learned, it seems like there's a bear market somewhere in some asset class, whether it's a commodity, whether it's a market, whether it is a single family homes, whether it's tulip bulbs. We learn, once again, the lesson of how mania can be built in, how a bubble can occur, and how quickly that bubble can burst, and how quickly, just before you know it. I mean, he hardly had time to blink your eye, and oil went from 107 to 47. That is a crash. I mean, imagine the stock going from $107 per share to $47 per share. Imagine the Dow going from 10,000 clear down to 4,700. That's a crash. And we've seen a crash in a commodity preceded by a bubble that carried it up to 107. And it was drill, drill, drill like there was no tomorrow. And on the way up, you know, the psychology is buy, buy, buy. We've got to get in on this boom because there's no end to this boom. And people can't buy in fast enough. Think of the single family home boom back in 2007 with all the cheap money floating around. No money down. Just sign your name. We're not even going to document your income. Just put on that line right there what you think you make every year. And we'll get this thing approved, and we'll get the money right out to you so you can go make a down payment on that new housing tract, those new model homes that are appearing down the street. Look at that bubble that built. And everybody was clamoring to get in like there's no tomorrow. And look at, on the other side of the street, how quickly that sentiment, how quickly that psychology turns from I can't get in fast enough to I can't get out fast enough. Fleeing for the exits. And that's what you're seeing in the oil markets right now. You saw an overshoot on the upside, and at some point in time there will be a big overshoot on the downside. Maybe we've already seen it. I don't know. There's some talk of $25 oil by Iran this week. And that's spooking the markets once again, creating a little bit of volatility. I showed a chart of oil over the weekend. It's looking for a bottom. It's been putting in a bottom for 2 weeks, but normally it takes 6 to 8 weeks to really build some kind of a foundation. And I also warned that oil tried to put in a bottom 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and it failed. It dropped through that bottom. That wasn't the bottom. It still had another leg down. And as we sit here today, I can't say that oil has hit a bottom. It could still well have another leg down. Now, further along in building a bottom than oil is gold. From my perspective, I showed the commodity gold, and I showed some gold stocks over the past weekend. It would appear with this crash in several currencies around the world, notably, most notably the euro. The euro has also crashed, going from 137 down to 114 in about a 6 month period of time, 7 month period of time. That's a major crash in a currency. And that major crash in that currency has helped gold perk up a little bit. Gold looks like it might have hit bottom in November of last year, and now we're seeing gold rebound. And we're seeing gold not only build the bottom, but we're starting to see gold break out to the upside. Not only has gold broken through its 50-day moving average, it's also recently broken above its 200-day moving average. Now, having said that, gold has made many false starts in the past, but this one looks very interesting. And I showed a couple of gold stocks over the weekend. I showed GG, which is Gold Corp, which has been breaking out to the upside. You may want to let it cool off a little bit before you start to dabble or think about dabbling a little bit in gold. And I also showed a chart of the gold miners, which is an ETF called GDX. And I showed how it's done a double bottom, put in a bottom. This has been taking place now for about 8 to 10 weeks, and now it's breaking out to the upside. That's a serious move to consider. Having said that, I wouldn't put any more than 5% of my overall portfolio into any kind of gold exposure, and I haven't done that yet, but it's something that I am considering. It's something that's very high on my watch list right now. I do like this move that I've seen in gold here recently. And of course, the bond market continues to go higher. Interest rates continue to go lower. That's also creating a little bit of volatility in the market. Anytime you see a sudden move into the bond market and interest rates drop, investors in stocks wonder what's behind that move. Does somebody know something I don't know? Why are people running for safety? It would be like being out on the ocean and all of a sudden you see all the boats headed for the harbor. Maybe they know something about the weather report that I don't know. Maybe I should have checked out the weather report before I left the harbor. That's always a good idea. So with all of these things, all of these forces, we've seen a little bit of extra volatility so far in 2015. But, where are we at overall in the market? We're going to take a look at the macros. We're going to try to eat through the volatility. We're either going to calm our nerves or we're going to become nervous as I go through the fundamentals and the macro picture of the market as we sit here today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Once a week, we go through the macro picture of the market for the last 70 months since March 27th of 2009. I've said the best place to be invested, the stock market. I have not, and I'm a market timer. I don't believe in being invested in the stock market all the time. There will come a time when another bear market will blindside us or creep up on us or whatever. The last one took 53% out of the market. So I continue to watch the signs, the indicators, the economic numbers, as much evidence as I can possibly gather, because I believe that the more evidence that you can gather, the better the decision that you can make. If you're just watching volatility, which I think a lot of people do, and react to just volatility, which is the nervous index, I suppose you could call it, the fear index, a lot of people can't stomach the volatility. And over the last 5.5 to 6 years, they've run to the sidelines or sold everything or never got back in or whatever, and you can't react. Volatility is just one factor. The bigger factor is the underlying strength of your economy. That's what really drives stock markets. That's what really drives bond markets. That's what really drives commodities one way or another, are the economic factors, which we'll get to in a bit. But before we do that, let's just take a look at some surprises and some disappointment so far in 2015. We're still underwater in the market, and of course there's an old saw that says as January goes, so goes the market. But there's actually data and there's evidence to back that up, that January does have a big impact on the market. I want to say it's 75 or 80% correct, that indicator, that however January goes, so goes the rest of the market. Well, we've got about a week and a half left in January, and we're underwater, but the jury's still out on where we'll end January. Right now, it looks like we could very well have a negative January when all is said and done. But we've still got a lot of work to do between now and the end of January. So I would say that's one of the bigger disappointments. One would think that this big drop in oil prices would have produced better retail sales numbers so far. But, you know, you get clunker reports from time to time. Usually it's two or three reports that really gives you the direction of how the consumer is behaving. And I just have to believe that the consumer is pretty robust right now with those extra dollars in their pocket from low oil prices. And that's why I continue to invest on the sunny side of the street of this equation. I see Delta's having a good week. Delta obviously is a direct beneficiary of low oil prices. So the disappointment so far, even with low oil prices, we still have a market that's underwater year to date. The surprises on the upside, pleasant surprises, I continue to like the India story. Now, India's interest rates are at about 7%. Where are ours? 1.78, something like that. India's got a lot of room to move on the downside if they want to stimulate their economy, and they've already had one interest rate cut, which happened last week. They have a new leader that's very pro-business, and that stock market has woken up big time. And I continue to have a pretty good exposure to the India stock market. I do it through mutual funds and ETFs because it's very hard for me to buy individual stocks on the Bombay Stock Exchange. India is up about 5-6% year to date, and the mutual fund that I bought in India early last year is up about 30% since I bought it. There are other areas in the world that are possible investments outside of the U.S., but having said that, there's really nothing else I like outside of the United States other than the China A shares, which had a little bump in the road, I think, on Martin Luther King Day while we were on holiday. That got hit a little bit, but I still like that story. In fact, now we're finding out that some of the numbers coming out of China are still quite good. But the rest of the world, Europe, Japan, emerging markets, Latin America, Canada, etc., I have absolutely no interest whatsoever, and I'll tell you why here in a little bit. And as we look at the other surprise this year would have to be the U.S. bond market, which continues to sizzle. Now, having said that, it had a terrible year in 2013. Volatility continues to push money and folks into the U.S. bond market. We opened the year with interest rates at 1.97, and we're already down to 1.78. We're moving. We're seeing another rally in the bond market. Interest rates, low interest rates are favorable, aren't they, for stocks? Aren't low interest rates favorable for the housing market? Aren't low interest rates favorable for the stock market? Absolutely. That's one of the big pillars of your economy. And that's why when the Fed just barely even breathes the word interest rate hike, the market goes into a tizzy. The market is very sensitive to interest rates. And you continue to see interest rate sensitive stocks like the real estate investment trust and like the utilities and like dividend paying stocks as being a very favorable place to be. I believe interest rates are probably going to go even lower from here. Many are saying 1.5%. Some are saying 1.25%, back to the old low that we saw a few years ago. Volatility continues to drive people into the bond market, which again is considered a safe harbor. The other surprise that I would think should come out of what we've seen so far this year is the move in gold. Gold's up almost 5% so far this year. Gold has been a non-player. When we look at all the asset classes that we have to choose from, I have had no gold exposure for about 3 to 4 years. I've dabbled just a little bit along the way, maybe buy one stock here and then it fizzled out and I moved on. That's all I've done. For the most part, I've avoided gold, while others in my industry have clamored that gold's the place to be, that inflation's rearing its ugly head, the dollar's going to crash, and I've said it many times that they've been wrong. For the last 5-6 years, they've been dead wrong. Now, gold is finally starting to make what I consider to be a meaningful move. And even though I own no gold at the current time, gold is catching my eye, and it may end up being 3, 4, 5, 6% of my portfolio before the week is over. We'll see how things progress. But for now, as we look at the fundamentals of the market, as we look at the globe, as we look at the asset classes that we have to choose from, it's still U.S. stocks that dominate the leading asset classes in the world. And that's where I continue to have 80 to 90% of my clients' money invested is in U.S. stocks. I have a little bit in India. I have a little bit in China. I have no exposure to the bond market, although I would not be opposed to people owning bonds at the current time. But I see that more as a safe haven. And I'm starting to warm up just a little bit to gold. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one of the big decisions, obviously, that you have to make about the market before you even begin to delve into individual stocks is whether you want to be in the market or not. Well, we've been in a bull market now since March of 2009, and that bull market continues to carry stocks higher and higher and higher. And you have to look through the daily volatility that we have and the fear that comes along in the market, and you always have to cut through all of that and wade through all of that, and you have to look at the basic fundamentals of the market and the macro picture. And so far, the macro picture continues to be favorable for the bull market in U.S. stocks. And in fact, as I look at my index rankings this week, today in my Best Stocks Now app, which you can look up at beststocksnowapp.com, or the two mobile apps that are out there, the Google Play Store and then the iTunes Store. This is the ranking system that I use to develop my strategy and my game plan as to how I'm going to attack the markets. And as I look at the index rankings around the world, 77 different indexes that are in my database, you know, everything from high yield bonds to gold to Europe to the U.S. mid caps, U.S. small caps, these are all indexes that are tracked by somebody. And as I look at my index rankings around the world, they're still heavily concentrated in U.S. stock indexes. Whether it's the S&P Low Volatility Index, whether it's the U.S. Mid-Cap Dividend Index, whether it's the Russell Mid-Cap Index, whether it's the REITs, whether it's the Momentum Index, whether it's the S&P 500, U.S. stocks continue to dominate all of the indexes. So if you're an index investor and you like to play the indexes, it's still the U.S. indexes that continue to dominate. Why? Well, because we're one of the economies in the world that continues to grow. As we look at other economies around the world, Latin America is shrinking. Europe is either flat to shrinking. Japan is flat. China is growing. India is growing. And the U.S. is growing, and that's why those are the three areas that I like the best right now. And as it relates to, well, America has bonds, America has commodities, America has stocks, it's the stocks that I like. Because this continues to be an environment of zero inflation. This continues to be an environment of low interest rates. This continues to be an environment of economic growth. Although it could be better, it's still 2-3.5%, somewhere in there. And this continues to be an environment where the jobs picture is not bad. Unemployment continues to drop. We are now at 6.6%, while Europe is still above 10%. So we continue to have one of the cleanest shirts in the laundry here in the United States of America. And again, the three indexes, the three areas of the world that continue to have favorable conditions for the stocks in those areas are us, the U.S., India, which you can play through a lot of different means, ETFs, mutual funds, and China, still very favorable. Yeah, those are the areas that are still growing, and those are the indexes that are still the best to be invested in around the world. Now, as we look at the worst indexes, the places to avoid, think Europe number one. Well, Russia goes without saying. Europe has been a horrible place, and it continues to be a horrible place to be invested. They are not growing right now. They are struggling. Greece is back on the front burner once again. So as far as international investing goes, and that's probably a choice in your 401k, I don't think that's a very good choice right now, unless it gets really specific into China and India. For the most part, I think U.S. stocks continue to be one of the best places, the best place, not one of the best places, the best place to be invested. And I know I sound like a broken record. I've said this week after week after week after week, but it's just as important to know where to be invested. You know, it's just as important to know where not to be invested. And I continue to say avoid the emerging markets because they include a lot of Latin America, and they include a lot of the Far East, Asian, where we're not seeing real favorable growth at the current time. The best place to be invested is still the U.S. of A. And when it comes to the asset classes, I would say this, that gold has left the cellar. Gold was in the cellar for a long time, and gold is starting to rise up, and I also showed that silver is starting to rise up as a potential investment here. Silver's following through a little bit here again today. There's a couple of areas that are turning around that you might also consider. So, I mean, in summary, U.S. stocks, India, China A shares, and maybe just a little bit of gold. Now, those, the worst asset classes to be invested in continue to be anything commodity related, other than the precious metals. Obviously, being short the market, which I consider to be an asset class. You can buy these inverse funds. I wouldn't own them now. That's been the wrong place to be, other than a few trades along the way over the last 5.5 years. The bears that they continue to roll out on a daily basis on the financial channels continue to look more and more glum, and yet they're going to stick to their guns. Generally speaking, the doomsday guys are not one to change their tune. They're not one to admit they're wrong. They're not one to admit that they've cost people a heck of a lot of money for those that have followed their advice. Instead, they're going to stick to their guns. Why? Because eventually they'll be right. Eventually the market will start to roll over. We'll start to go into a bear market, and then they can all point and say, see, I told you this was going to happen. Well, no matter that you've been wrong for the last 5.5 years. Also, bad places to be invested, well, emerging market income, sovereign debt, just not good places to be. In my opinion, you want to be invested in the best areas of the market, which goes against contrarian thinking. The contrarian wants to pick those things that are the most out of favor. And a year ago, the most out of favor things were the foreign markets, were gold, were Russia, Europe, etc. And you've been wrong if you chose that path to go the last year. 2 years ago, the contrarians were choosing areas that continue to suffer. Eventually, cycles come and go, and eventually a new cycle will begin, a cycle that does not favor the stock market. Our economic cycle will eventually come to an end. This expansion cycle that we're currently in will eventually come to an end. But I believe in being invested in the right spots in the market. With the 3-day weekend recently, I did have a chance, finally, to go out one day and do a little fishing. The first thing I did was head to the general area where there's underwater structure about 9 miles off of San Diego. This is the time of year when all the pelagic fish, the surface feeders, the migratory fish are long gone, except for a few still sticking around. So this time of year we turn to bottom critters, good eating fish, red snapper, rock cod, ling cod, things like this. Not real glamorous to catch them using 1 pound of weight and a couple of hooks and dropping it to the bottom 300 feet deep. But the first thing I did was head to the general area. The general area in the stock market right now is equities, U.S. equities. And then I looked at my fish finder and I went along and looked at the bottom very carefully, looking for that little cloud of fish over a certain crevasse or a certain rock or whatever. And when I saw something interesting, I would shut the boat down and myself, and I had one of my old Boy Scouts with me and his son. That's how old I'm getting. My old Boy Scouts now have kids of their own. We would drop our rigs to the bottom, and pretty soon we'd feel the tap, tap, tap if we chosen the right area. And I eventually came upon a spot. I said, look at that crevasse, it's full of fish. And that's where we caught them. That's where the fish were biting. And right now the fish in the market continue to be the stock market, India, China, U.S. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now let's turn on the fish finder here and let's try to fine tune and find those crevasses and those rocks where those fish are hanging out right now. What are the best sectors in the market? Because so far, here's what we've determined on another macro look at the market. The economy is still favorable. The U.S. economy is still favorable. Do we have low interest rates? We have low interest rates. Do we have inflation? We don't have any inflation. Do we have a decent job market? We have a decent job market. The claims coming in every week are still like 250 to 300,000, somewhere in there. There's a few more people being added to the participation rate. Unemployment's at 6.8% after what, hitting 12 or 13 during the Great Recession. The problem is Europe has not come down. So again, by comparison, on a relative basis, we're one of the best areas in the world to be invested. And lastly, is our economy still growing? I haven't seen any negative GDP prints lately. I continue to see positive GDP reports. We're in earnings season. We're going to get a good feel for which sectors and which stocks are the most favorable areas of the market. We're going to get a good feel. Companies are going to give their forecasts for the coming quarter and the coming year. But for now, I think it's pretty hard to argue that the economy cannot continue to support higher stock prices, that the bull market, from an economic point of view, is still intact here in the U.S. And yes, there are a couple of other areas in the world that are also growing, namely China. I still like the China A shares. And also India. So we still have favorable areas for growth. And as we look at the asset classes that we have to choose from, to me, stocks still rule. The conditions in the world right now continue to favor stocks. If you want to own some U.S. bonds, I have no problem with that. You're getting lower interest rates, higher bond prices. Just remember that those interest rates can turn around very, very quickly the other way and go against you. But right now, they're going for you. And the other asset classes, you know, I'm not real enamored with, although I do like gold a little bit here. Maybe 3, 4, 5%. I haven't bought that yet, but I am considering that. I'll be deciding this week whether I'm going to add a few gold stocks to my portfolios. Now, as we dig into the sectors of the market, I'm going to sound like a broken record again, because over the last couple of years, the pharmaceutical and biotech sector have been one of the leading sectors in the market. And as I look at the sector rankings as of last Friday when I wrote the newsletter, the number one sector out of 66 is the biotech sector. I measure that with the ETF IBB. I continue to have a pretty heavy weighting, not to microcap biotech stocks, but big guys like Gilead Sciences, like Illumina, like Biogen, and others. That are powerhouses right now, Celgene, that continue to grow at a 25 to 30% clip. The pharmaceutical sector, a very close cousin. In fact, they kind of cross the line. It's getting to be a very thin line that separates a pharmaceutical from a biotech stock, but they are distinct sectors. The pharmaceutical sector is the number two sector in the market right now. The India consumer sector, number three. U.S. healthcare, REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, a leading sector. And of course, the healthcare stocks continue to shine. We've got a lot more customers now in the healthcare system. Consumer staples continues to be a leading sector. And that's about it right now. Biotech, pharmaceuticals, real estate investment trust, healthcare, and the consumer. Those are the best sectors in the market. And conversely, the worst sectors in the market continue to be, I'm looking at global financials, I'm looking at the oil and gas exploration and production, even though they're trying to put in a bottom, they're still one of the worst places to be invested. Alternative energy, solar, wind, they're not doing real well with cheap oil. Oil equipment and services, not a good sector. European financials, not a good sector. Natural gas related stocks, not a good sector. Mining stocks, still not good sectors to be in. Being in the right sectors is also very important. And being out of the worst sectors of the market, as I explored the offshore banks with my fish finder over the weekend, I would say 98% of the area that I looked at was nothing but a flat bottom with nothing there. A desert. Fish don't like a flat bottom without any structure because they become a prey to anything above them looking down, like seals or birds or whatever. They like to hide amongst rocks and ledges and structure so they can hide. You know, there's a food chain. The little minnow gets eaten by the sardine, and the sardine gets eaten by the rockfish, and the rockfish gets eaten by the shark or the seal, and on up the line. So they're always looking to hide, and those are the areas where you find them. Those are the fishy areas. Those are the high percentage areas. If you're going to drop down a half a pound of weight 350 feet deep and going to have to wind that thing back up again, you want to drop it into a high percentage area because your wrist can only take so much winding of that weight. And I believe the stock market's the same way. You want to identify. And then there's still no guarantees. We had a few drops that produced nothing. Oh, man, that's a shame. I think everyone pretty much, the captain, I was the captain and I was leading the ship, and we pretty much produced something on every drop because we chose some very high percentage areas. The stock market's the same way. You want to fish, in my opinion, in the high percentage areas, where the fish are congregated and where they're biting. And I think we've tried to do my best here to identify for you the leading areas of the market. Number one, it's still safe to be in the stock market. The bull market, still intact. Number two, U.S. stocks still lead the hit parade. Number three, it's still biotechs, pharmaceuticals, the consumer, REITs a little bit, and the healthcare stocks that lead the way. Anyways, I send out my newsletter every single weekend. You can get on board pwstreet.com so you can be in the right areas of the market this year. And I also manage money here. 855, we manage money. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.